Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm your host, The Man with the Mic, Kyle. Welcome to the weekly conversation. Oh, what a amazing, crazy day we've had today, you know. This Thursday in The Conversation, Andrew Cuomo, New York governor, says that we need to deport Trump because he wants to deport illegal immigrants, you know, because they're here illegally. They have no right to be here, but I guess everyone's legally allowed to be here. I guess back in the day, everyone just came here illegally. I guess no one went to Ellis Island and did the right thing. South Korea said that North Korea has launched several surface-to-ship ballistic missiles. Okay. North Korea, you have no allies. Stop. It's not going to end good. Piers Morgan, I can't believe I'm supporting him. He was actually going off on the Muslim mayor of London because he's not doing anything to track terrorists. I'll get into that. And to the kids, if you have them listening, they're going to have to leave the room because at the time of this. But there is a Virginia high Muslim person, imam, who says that genital mutilation of little girls can help tame their sexuality. But if, you know, I thought this was America, but nah, I guess I'm not. I don't know. I don't get it. In North America, this happened in Atlanta, Kroger parking lot. A man jumped onto a car and kicked in this lady's window. Crime Stoppers of Atlanta has offered a $2,000 reward. You know, I'll tell you why there wouldn't need to be a $2,000 reward if that was me. If that happened to me, there wouldn't need to be no reward. Iran is under ISIS attack. ISIS claims responsibility for a pair of Wednesday attacks in Tehran, in which suicide bombers and a team of gunmen stormed Iran's parliament and nearby shrine. Gee. Better wake up, folks. Because I bet you there's a bunch of those snowflakes that would never think that, you know, ISIS would attack Iran. That much more, folks. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you are a part of and feel a part of. And Philippians 4:13. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Because I know I need it. But then not too much strength because then I might need bail money. Wow. What? It's hard to believe that, like, last Tuesday was the, what is it? Last Tuesday was, this past Tuesday, I'm trying to do the math in my head, and I can't do the math right now. I've got it. Anniversary of 6691, which was the start of the summer tour for the dead at Deer Creek Music Center. That was considered Jerry's favorite place to play because it was most acoustically sound. And I was, there's someone brought up something and it just made me think of that show. So I started to listen to some of it. It was great. It was a great time. Great, great summer tour. But, whole talk is on Comey and all this, and you know, it's just crazy. With Comey and all this, because I guess he's, I don't know what to make of this, because, I mean, there's, the problem I have with Comey and all this is because there's basically, they're basically coming out with proof 100% that Eric Holter lied about Fast and Furious. That those Border Patrol people had the beanbag guns, and Holter and all them knew that, hey, the people right next to him had real guns and didn't say anything. And when they were killed, they lied to the family members, lied to the people, and they covered it up and they stalled and all this crap. And nothing's going to happen to them. And, you know, and I don't know. And then I kind of feel like, okay, you know, Comey wanted to get rid of Obama. No, it was the other, yeah, pretty much. And Obama's like, okay, he's investigating me. We need to get rid of Comey. We need to get rid of Comey. And now that he's looking into Trump, which they won't find anything, guess what? Oh, he's the greatest thing ever. It's, you know, I don't get it. You know, it's the whole double standard thing. You know, like Mike Huckabee said this. It ought to be pretty simple. You break the law, you pay for it. You know, Obama's broken the law. Why can't they go after these people that they know have done something? There's not one shred of evidence against Trump. Not one. But who cares? You know, I don't know. It's like, we gotta impeach Trump, because we gotta impeach him, because that's the thing to do. We gotta impeach the man. Well, but we have nothing on him. We can't, you know, we just gotta impeach the guy that's gotta be impeached, because and then we're going to impeach the guy. That's what we're going to do. You know, he needs to be impeached. We're going to impeach him. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Okay, how can he get anything done? How can he do anything when all you talk about is impeachment? All he's trying to do is better this nation. Well, if you mean by better this nation, get us away from the socialism crap that they're trying to shove down our throats. Well, yeah. You know, if you want socialism so bad, go to Venezuela. Live there. Oh, I forgot. Capitalism is the reason why it's failing. Yes, the United States is the reason why they're failing. Not their policies or anything, or their government or what have you. It's all about what, you know, it's all about us, because we're the problem. You know, North Korea would be great if it wasn't for us. You know, Venezuela would be great, but it's because of us. You know, if we wouldn't have cut ties with Cuba, they'd be doing great. Fidel Castro would have had a beard. No, I wouldn't know if he would have been shaving. You know, we're the root of all evil. Us capitalists, us good people. I mean, seriously, I'm at a loss. Where do people come up with this? I mean, people believe Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and some of these people that make godly claims. That's why when I heard that Piers Morgan was going off on the London mayor, he goes, what are you doing to track these people? What are you doing? There are people that are coming here that are killing Britain people. What are you doing to stop them? See, I think that's a great thing that they have a Muslim London mayor, because it's going to take them and they're going to wake up. Wait a minute here. They're passing an ordinance that's going to allow us restaurants to not sell bacon? Huh, what? Oh, yeah, you cannot sell bacon anymore. I think it's going to, I mean, it should wake them up. I hope. I mean, when ISIS attacks Iran, bells should be going off in your head saying, okay, even I'm like, wow. Because you don't look at Iran as a place that needs to be overtaken by terrorists, but they don't want peace. Okay? They don't want it. There's really no such thing as a peaceful Muslim because the few that there are not doing anything to stop the many that are not. They're irrelevant. But we need to ban guns because that's going to stop terrorists that want to kill us anyways. That are going to do whatever they can to get with their hands on a knife, a blade, whatever. They're going to build a bomb that's going to have nails in it, and they're going to. If I can find it, I'm going to see if I can share a link to my blog talk page and to my Facebook page. And there's a guy from Britain that did this video where he goes, there's like 30 things that he goes, this is legal, but this is not. Like where Chinese stars are illegal in London, but you can get these little like 3-inch saw blades that you can put like in a rotary, like a rotary arm saw, radio alarm saw, and you can use them to like cut small things. But if you take that with that 3-inch radio alarm saw blade, you can use it like a Chinese star. And he goes, so all these things, well, this is legal and this is not legal. Let me tell you, they're going to find a way to get what they want done. Whether they use a car, a plane, a boat, a gun, a knife. Like I've said before in the program, tonight on the CBS Evening News, we're going to talk to you about how easy it is for someone to steal a crap duster, fill it full of chemicals, and spray it on us and kill us all. Great. Welcome back to the NBC News, as we have a shocking story to tell you about how easily it was with undercover footage to contaminate the water supply. Just this 1 gallon of this chemical and this stuff would be enough to kill 400 million people. Oh, just show them on TV how to do it. Great. Hopefully you're showing them what they could have done and it's been since fixed so that can't happen. You know, hopefully. I mean, but people actually support people like Andrew Cuomo. Well, we need to deport Trump. You know, he's illegal and everything, you know. I mean, people believe that crap. I can't believe people listen to those idiots. I mean, every once in a while, I turn on Rachel Maddow to laugh, and then after a while, I'm like, it's hard to laugh because she's serious. She really believes what she's saying. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good, folks. This is not good. This is not good. It's scary when you listen to like old George Carlin things from the 80s even. And how things he said is coming to fruition. You know, it's the truth. It's scary. Well, it's like North Korea. They have been launching, South Korea has said that they have launched some surface-to-air ballistic missiles. Like surface-to-ship and surface-to-air missiles and all this stuff. When are they going to wake up and realize they don't really have an ally? If they start doing something, I don't know if anyone's going to be on their side. Because I don't know who they could attack that would not have someone saying, hey, we got your back. Now, I see a lot of muscle from North Korea, but I don't see a lot. I mean, I won't be surprised if they actually attack and do something. I will not be surprised. But I have seen a lot of evidence where their country's falling apart and they're trying to reunite their country because, hey, all these people are saying, hey, look, he's not a government official. He has a car. He's not a government official. He has a car. He has a car, but it's not a government official. He has, you know, and wait a minute here. And the problem you're dealing with is quite simply that. And, hey, we need to say they're the enemy. We need to, they've got South Korea. We need to come together as a nation. Down with America. Down with America. You know, because, hey, guess what? They're seeing how great they have it everywhere else when they've been told for thousands and for hundreds of years, damn near, like, oh, we have it. You know, they live in a Juche ideology where Kim Il-sung is the leader. He created everything. He created it all. The hamburger? Thank you. The car? Thank you. That's why if you ever went to that country, you better go there and put the flowers like they tell you, bow like they do whatever, because you'll be a political prisoner forever. Because, oh, which picture is your favorite? Oh, they're all my favorite. I love them all. And when people are starting to see, okay, I was smuggled this and I found, holy, look at how they live compared to us. We're South Korea and we have way more than they do. And we're told we have a lot. So we need to find a way to unite the country and let's do this. Eventually someone's got to put them in their place and say, sorry. I'm going to do one more story. So if you got kids after this story, I'll let you know. I'm going to talk about stuff that's pretty inappropriate for children. So if any of your kids listen, please, my next story after this, I don't really want them there. And if after I talk about this, if you want to sit down and explain to your kids something, that's your choice. In a Kmart, in a Kroger parking lot, they had a man that this lady was leaving the Kroger parking lot. And when she was leaving the Kroger parking lot, this dude jumps on her car, no joke, and literally kicks in the window. And they don't know what's going on, like why he did this, why he just jumped on the car and cracked the windshield. It didn't really get into, was the woman like, was there, because it really didn't get into, was there like a, was it a black person or a white person? Was it two black people? It looks like the guy jumping on the car was black, but I'm not going to say for sure, but I'm pretty sure it looks like a black man, but it might be a white person. Okay. I'm just stating facts here. Okay. You wouldn't have to worry about a $2,000 Crime Stoppers reward for me, because I would have sat there and floored it, knocked him off, and ran him over. You're going to do that to my car. Ran his ass over. Like that video where the guys was sick and tired of this protest and finally you said screw it and floored it and ran him over. But hey, that's me. That's the good Christian I am. You're going to break my, you know, it's called karma. I guess, hey, I'm fearing for my life here. All I need is one of those shards of glass to come rip through my eye and go right through the back of my skull or something, I'm dead. You don't know the driver, you don't know what injuries he suffered. It doesn't show. If he even did at all.
It doesn't show.
Nope, but he would have had an injury with me.
The driver, not the person.
Oh, I know, but yeah, he jumped on my car. I'd have been like, he wouldn't even have to kick the window. Is that going to be like the new game, like the knockout thing? Well, we're bored, you know, so we just thought we'd just go up to people at random and just try to knock them out, you know. We ain't got nothing better to do, you know. Okay. like my brother down in Michigan said, he goes, they better knock me out completely. That's how they actually found some guy, because he got shot. They tried to knock a guy out, and they didn't do it, and he pulled out his gun and shot at him, and that's how they found him, because they went to the ER to get treated. That's what they say. If you ever get attacked and you use mace, call the hospitals and say, yeah, I was attacked by someone, and I sprayed him with mace, and if they go to get treated for a mace burn, bang. I don't understand. I grew up in a different generation where you wouldn't think it. I mean, pranking was like totally, we had to prank somebody and been totally different. We would have never thought, okay, let's knock someone out.
Pranking someone is actually really
my
day,
it
was when you got dog food, set it on fire, and turned it on their door. Didn't do any physical harm.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when they walk out the door or something like that.
You
didn't do physical harm.
Mm, yep. Oh, yeah. Just funny stuff. Not like this stuff. Like, let's smoke someone out. Let's put someone in the hospital and see what happens. Okay. Now, this is where the kiddo should probably not be listening to this part of the program. If you got any and they're listening, you know. A Virginia imam is advocating for female genital mutilation, or FGM, despite the fact that the practice is illegal in the United States. Imam Shaker Azladi of the Darawa Hajara Islamic Center in Falls Church, Virginia, appears to believe that abusing women under the guidance of religious purity codes is morally fictitious. Like, you should do this because, because it will tame their sexuality. We must not tolerate this, not in America, not anywhere. This is America. This is not your sick belief, your sick country. Why don't I tame your thing and cut it off? You want to play games? I can't believe we're actually having people in this country bringing it up. Now, I hope if this came to, let's say, the desk of Rachel Maddow or The View or something, they'd be 1,000,000% against us. Like, what is this sicko doing? I hope people on the left would not be like, hey, we need to support this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just wrong. Let's mutilate. They basically cut the tip of the sexual part of the girl so that she is not hyper-sexually active.
They cut the clit off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I was trying to be polite about it.
I'm a woman, I know. There's nothing polite about it.
I know, but I'm just trying to be radio. Okay. Yeah, this is radio. I do have rules that, you know, standards that we live by as a code of ethics. But my wife, the producer, See, it's funny. I wanted to talk about something, but I didn't because I have codes and ethics. And my wife said, you don't want to talk about the thing from Paris. And the... I might have to talk about that someday. But I don't know. I just don't think you'd be interested. But... Yeah. One is more gross than the other. But anyways, it's just, I don't get it. That I never thought I would hear this talk in our country. But then I don't get this, because why would they want that? Because those are the sickos that are having sex with those girls when they're 10 and 12 and killing them. I hear all these stories of, like, on when she turned 13, on her wedding night, she was killed by having sex with this guy. It's just all wrong on all levels. I can't even get it. We're moving on, folks, because that's enough of that. I can't believe it's even being discussed in this country. But remember, ISIS attacked Iran and Tehran, so you need to start waking up. You need to say, hey, enough's enough. We're not going to allow this to foster in this country. Done. Because I've gotten into people politely, of course. And they're like, you know, basic. Like, well, we have to accept Islam. Because I got into it with this person online. And I'm like, well, Christians are allowed to use that prayer room. I said, it's not a Christian prayer room. It's only there because it was started by Muslims. If Christians tried to start that prayer room, it would never exist. They would never allow it if Christians tried to start it. That's what you don't get. It's only because Muslims did there. We have to pray and we have to do this. If it only had to do with Christians wanting to have a place to pray, you wouldn't even be talking about that room. But since Muslims have this room, oh, we're going to be gender, we're going to be religiously equal, and we're going to allow Christians to pray there too. Gee. Doesn't sound equal to me. That the only reason we even have the room is because of Muslims. So, hey. It's just one of those things that, you know, we got to see. But it's just crazy. You know, just so much is going on in this world that I never thought would have been happening. And there's about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and wherever you are. And it's just, I mean, like with this Comey testimony that came in today, and he's basically said that I take the president at his word that I was fired because of the Russian investigation. And you were going to be fired from Obama because of the investigating you're doing with him. And technically, if you're going to go after Trump, you need to go after every crooked politician that is in Washington, D.C., period. Period. You know, I'm so sick and tired of, oh, these greedy, rich Republicans. Well, Nancy Pelosi is rich. So is Harry Reid. So is Hillary Clinton. They have no problem with their making $100,000 a speech. I don't care. I mean, I want to go to a university. I'll speak. Yeah, I'll make a deal. I'll do it for $20,000. I'll give you a heck of a deal. You just tell me what conservative values you want me to talk on, including Jesus and God and guns and the Bible and the Bill of Rights and all that, and I'm game. And I will be fully armed in case someone tries to protest. I can shoot them on sight. Go to hell, but... Well, when I'm feeling threatened, when he's chasing, when he's coming up to the podium, I gotta protect myself. Yeah, I'm not saying some guy is just like, hey. Because I guarantee you, if I went to one of those things where that New York governor said what he said and I told him to go to hell, I'd get my ass beat. They'd beat my butt. They wouldn't sit there and Como if I went there and I said what I said. They'd be like, but hey, what do you know? It's a different world in which we live in, you know. It's a different world in which we live in because on 6/6/94, that young generation's safe space was in a U-boat getting ready for D-Day. And now what do the kids have? Blankets and cocoa. That's the world we live in. It's a selective corruption. Well, you know, Obama, who cares about him? He was way corrupt. And, you know, Trump, you know. See, this is what we have. We have a select corruption, you know. You know, we need to arrest SpongeBob because he stole a balloon on Free Balloon Day. But, you know, didn't realize it was free. But, oh, we need to arrest him because... Since he thought it was illegal to steal it, then he should go to jail. But, oh, this guy murdered 50 people. Oh, just let it go. It's okay. You know, I mean, he's no longer president. And since that happened when he was president, you know, that can't. No, sorry. But that's just the world we live in. Now, let's go after Trump for all this crap that we have no evidence of, but... The stuff that we have proof of, we're just gonna let that go. So it's just one of those things that it just frustrates you when you see all this stuff. It's just, I guess I don't understand. I guess if I run a red light and I don't get caught, did I do something illegal? Of course I did. I just didn't get caught. You know, you have all these people that sit there. Oh, wow. But it's just one of those things that when you look at a lot of stuff and what's going on in this world, it's just, I never thought a lot of this stuff would happen. And you got to do your due diligence. You got to wake up and look and see and look around you and it's just one of those things that people you're going to have to start doing when you go to the airport. Just be observant of stuff around you. And now the jokes I always made were, hey, guess what? You know, back in the day, I used to joke about, heck, if you go to the Minneapolis Motor Speedway, they check you when you go in the gate. But heck, you could bring a whole car there full of explosives. And now you need to do due diligence. And if you, hey, I see something not right in the infield, you need to say something. But most of the people in the infield, you wouldn't because they'd be so drunk. I love this. Nigel is awesome. He said, so much of the establishment seems to want Trump to fail and is trying to trip him up. They haven't succeeded today. This is, and they're trying to go after him, and they can't find much. They can't find anything, and they don't know what to do. But this is part of the problem we're having in this country. A lawsuit describes why a boy refused to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. He was doing it to protest the government of the United States as it was racist, greedy, and doesn't care about people. Indiana mom sues principal's teacher after son forced to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. This is just, well, back 200 years ago, this country's racist. Okay, show me a nation that doesn't have racism. You're never going to find it. Jamie Potter said her son's first grade teacher removed the boy from class when he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance back in March, according to Fox 59. The lawsuit filed by the ACLU, Lord help him, on behalf of the family alleged that the boy refused to recite it because he was protesting the government. He was doing it to protest the government of the United States as it was racist, greedy, and does not care about people, the lawsuit stated. After hearing the student's reasons, the teacher, Kelly McFarland, then took the student out of the classroom and to the principal's office. Principal Mary Beth Harris was told what happened, and the student was taken back to class 20 minutes later, according to the lawsuit. Later in the day, however, Harris took the boy out of class and had him practice how to recite the pledge. She told him that they were going to practice how to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and she made him recite the pledge with her, the lawsuit alleges. The suit adds that the student was extremely upset at this treatment by his teacher and the principals, as he was made to feel that he had done something terribly wrong and was in trouble. Porter said she and her son are seeking compensatory and punitive damages for the incident. She alleged that the teacher and principal violated her son's First Amendment rights. Well, I guess if you want to protest, if you don't like this country, then why are you even here?
You can't fight. You don't have no First Amendment rights.
Yes. It's like, oh, I'm going to burn the American flag. So you're going to burn the very thing that's going to give you the right to be free? I'm going to see you try to get away with that in France. Wrong. See? What I should tell that lady, I'd love to talk to that lady and say, you're lucky you're in America. In another country, they'd just take your son outside and put his head on a block and chop it off. And then tell you to come up and pick up the decapitated body and head. There you go. But now, I mean, when I grew up, if you didn't know an answer, they would put you in a corner of the room and they would sit there and say, okay, here's this stuff and we're going to have you study this so you can know the answer. Almost like a dunce cap type thing. But they didn't have the dunce cap. Nowadays, you couldn't get away with the dunce cap. How dare you signal out my son? Well, he's retarded. No, he's not. Well, you know, even the kid with Down syndrome is like, your kid's stupid. Oh, you can't say that. We can't call anything what it is anymore. That's what's the problem. Okay, your kid is mentally handicapped. He needs help. The first step is identifying he has MOMH. It's not putting him down. We're saying this is what he has. I have a muscle disease. So what? He's MOMH. We need to get him help. We need to get him people that are trained to deal with him, that can help him, that can get him to progress as best as he can. If you truly think this, and show me a nation that's not racist, or does not have problems. I don't get it. But that's just how it is. I mean, this world is, you know, we're a society. Well, you know what? I came into this school today and you had a Indiana State flag, and that really offended me, you know, because, you know, I'm just, you know, and someone had a Kia Soul. See, I support North Korea, and a Kia Soul is made by a company, and Seoul, it represents South Korea, and that just really offends me. And I'm suing because I can't believe you allow someone to have that type of car in this parking lot. Are you kidding me? I won $150 million because, you know, like, and well, that's just punitive damages. That's not in, you know, I can't. So I'm surprised people didn't sue because Trump won. Well, because of Trump winning, I can't work anymore. I can't study. I got a whole, well, you know, I'm just a mess now. I have no hair. I weigh 500 pounds. I got to sue because Trump won. But hey.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Just a second here, folks. I want to get my producer in on this one. Okay, step up to the mic, honey.
In Nashville, Tennessee, there was a gas station that signed that read $50,000 reward for Kathy Gifford's head if delivered. People were offended. Not the people when she did the president's head that way. And this was a sign. This wasn't a photo. They said they're not sorry. And Tennessee, the law's backing down. And let's see, they're unapologetic. And they changed the sign after they got a little bit, like people said, oh my God, so offensive. It says, they changed the sign to say, American first, screw the rest of y'all.
I think it's great. See, but like I said, I'm totally disgusted with what she did, but she has freedom to do that. Do I support what she did? No. But she does have freedom. In other countries, she'd be just shot and killed.
Right. They had freedom to write their sign.
Yeah. They do. You may not agree with everything. I have the freedom to express my opinion. I have the freedom to say what I want to say without people beating me up in the street because I disagree with them. So I'd let someone hit me one time, though I could say, hey, man, he hit me first, so I'm fighting back. Then it'd be like, bang, 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 bang. Okay, there's three dead. Who's next? See, I can't afford to buy bullets, so I got to go for headshots. You know, I mean, bullets are not cheap. But, you know, hey. Of course, I'm going to get someone going, he threatened to kill people and use headshots. Yeah. You know what? If someone's going to attack me because of my political belief, that's, you know, sorry. Sorry, folks. It's called the Second Amendment. I have the right to defend myself if I feel threatened and I'm getting beat up. I'm not just going to go to the rally and just start shooting people. If someone comes up to me and starts hitting me, I would be defending myself. I'm going to get into this awesome story because this barber cuts hair for autistic teen in his happy place. Because he's all kind of like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, as an autistic kids are. And they usually have like something they're into or something that they love. Okay, my wife is just ruined my whole speech. But anyway, they're not 100% there. And that's what I mean by cuckoo. I'm not being offensive or anything, but they usually have a space where this is. I know people that have Asperger's, and there's one thing, they may be in the plastic bottles and you could get them, here's $50 million. They could care less, but if you give them this plastic bottle, they're on cloud nine. And some autistic people have, this is where they feel comfortable. This is where they feel okay. And this barber in Ireland was receiving kudos after he goes into this guy's happy place in this car and cuts his hair for him. So this kid can get a haircut. He didn't have to go out of his way and get his clippers and, you know, and cut the hair and do all this stuff. And the way he is, they have to hold his hands and stuff so he doesn't jerk and get cut by the clippers or whatever. And it's just really awesome that, you know, he does this for this kid. Not many people will go out of their way for somebody. And like I said, I'm not dissing anyone, or I'm just saying they're just not 100% there. It's not bad. I know people that are deaf that they would never want to have their hearing because they feel like, hey, it's a detriment. I actually am better with no hearing. I have more sensory perception without hearing than I do with hearing. Like if you lose your eyesight, that's about 2% of you will actually get more sense. Like put a blindfold on, walk around all day, not being able to see anything. You're going to hear and see 25 times more than you would just because you're going to hear all these things and you're just going to have all these images in your head of, well, what is it? What is it? What is it? I would love to know how those people who are blind sit there and they like click their jaw or whatever, like they click their, and from that they can tell from the echo how big the room is, or I think it's pretty cool. It's kind of neat to see that a barber has gone out of his way for this kid and cutting his hair. And that's just awesome to see that people, that there's actually still good people in this world that actually want to do stuff and care. So that's pretty cool. I had to share that. Got about 11 minutes left in the program, folks. And I guess there's going to be a couple NASCAR lawsuits going on. Well, one major one. One is just, I guess, at Dover in Delaware, when Kyle Busch's tire came off and stuff, they've been fined and all this stuff because I guess they claimed they didn't have the lug nuts on properly or whatever. And I guess what they're finding out now is that they're going to fight this and all this. Mike, just pay the damn penalty. You're probably going to spend more money fighting some bogus. Your tire came off and you did something wrong. Unless you can prove 100% that, hey, there was a malfunction. The lug nut broke. You know, everything was done perfectly, but the lug, okay, but when the tire comes off and it's, you know, probably your fault. Unless you can prove 100% that, hey, this broke and it wasn't our, you know. But hey, but I guess Michael Waltrip Racing is looking at a lawsuit, and I guess they've been going back and forth because some things Michael Waltrip claimed they're throwing out and some things this guy claimed. I'm going to see if I know I found the article. I think it was on my phone, but it was basically due to a tire changer that got injured. And when he got injured, he was, you know, he took time to recoup. And when he came back from recuperation, he ended up having no job. And then Michael Waltrip Racing said that, guess what, folks? Not only did he not have a job, they said that he was taking tools and he was blacklisted from other teams who wouldn't take them and he couldn't find work. And, okay, if you're with a team and you get injured, you would think you would have a job when you come back, but that's not necessarily the case. So, it's crazy. I don't, I think it's wrong. You know, if you get hurt when you get hit by a car and you have to take time off and stuff happens, you know, there should be some compensation. But, you know, it just makes you wonder what's going on. And I think when it's all said and done, Michael Walter Bracen will be found guilty of basically wrongful fire and all that stuff. And I guess they're going to have to prove that, yeah, he did. Did he actually, if they can prove he stole tools or something, okay. But I don't think that's going to be the case. So. And I don't know how true this is, but I read an article where supposedly Mike, it was Dale Jr. uses a sports supplement that helps him, you know, keep his energy and his muscles. And since that is being banned and they're going to be testing for that, he is getting out. That's one of the main reasons why he's getting out of NASCAR, because when some people use this to get to keep their ability to go at their age, that since they're testing for it and you can't use it, well, guess what? So I don't know how true that is, but I mean, I think with the concussion and all the stuff's going on, he doesn't want to sit there and. Yeah.
How old is he?
He's in his 40s. I think he was born like in 76 or 75, around when I was. Well, we will have to see on this article, but I want to move on to some football news. Tottenham striker Harry Kane wants to eliminate Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi by winning the Ballon d'Or trophy, which I think is going to be. He is the Premier League scoring charts for the second consecutive season. He's topped that. He's amazing. I think he'd be great at United. He's an incredible striker. He's very, you know, he's gotten 29 goals in 30 top flight appearances as Tottenham's finished second. He's incredible. I could see him, I don't know, winning it, but, you know, beating out Ronaldo or Messi. But then, you know, I think Tottenham's a little lesser known of the teams, and, you know, everyone thinks of Real Madrid and they think of Barcelona, and, you know, and he's just kind of in that Tottenham team, and I think he's someone that could surprise people. He's an amazing striker, and I think, you know, he should be looked at by, you know, many teams should be looking at him. You know, but this is one thing that's got me concerned, because Zlatan Ibrahimovic not expected to be retained by Manchester United. Manchester United are expected to confirm that Zlatan Ibrahimovic has not been offered a new contract when the club publishes its retained list of players by 9 a.m. on Friday. The retained list is produced by every club and shows which players are being let go at the end of their current contracts on June 30th. And that's sad. I mean, but he is up there in age. He's not denying that he's 29, and he's not denying he's 18 anymore. He knows he's up in age. But like, I found this out earlier that my chief operating officer that runs the building I'm at is a Manchester United fan. And he's like, I'm like, so what do you think about, like, Rooney? And you know, do you think he's going to stay? Or is he going to go? And he goes, they need to let him ride out the. I mean, granted, he didn't have the greatest season this year, but he spent his whole career there. Let him ride his last couple years out. When he's played, he's done decent. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say for having a bad year, he did more than Myron Fellaini. I mean, not that Fellaini didn't score or anything, he did, but I mean, still, I think Rooney did way more than Fellaini has in his tenure. And, you know, like Papago was saying that he thinks Mourinho is a special, he needs to be, he's just an amazing manager. And he is someone that I think is going to hopefully be at United for a long time. And, you know, he's just special and it's great. This is another big thing. Diego Costa's Chelsea career over, as he claims Antonio Conte has told him he is no longer wanted at Stamford Bridge. I'm surprised, because I think when that, since that's come out and he's no longer going to be on the retained list, I think he's going to get snapped up very fast. The Spanish striker, who scored 26 goals in 46 games for the Premier League champions last season, has been strongly linked to a return to Atletico Madrid. And I guarantee you, he's been linked to going back to Madrid, and he'll get taken like that. If they don't take him somewhere, if they don't take him, he's going to be taken instantly. But I think Atletico Madrid, where he's played before, they'll take him right back. I don't know why they would want to get rid of him. Antonio's freak. I mean, I'm not a Premier League champion manager, but I would keep him. I think he's incredible. You know, it's just like when Alex Ferguson did the Dimitar Berbatov, I didn't understand it. He was incredible. And he had hat tricks that hadn't happened in games for 30 years. But oh no. But you know, he's gotten them to a Premier League title, so he's doing something right. I mean, you can say what you want, but Jose Mourinho got us back in the Premier League. No, he's kept us there. He's gotten us back into the Champions League, and I hope that he stays. I'm not a big fan of him, but I hope he's there for 7 or 8 years and is very successful. And we do some amazing things. You know, like Ryan Giggs said, you know, us will come back to United, don't worry. I'm win, lose, or draw, United for life. You know. And it's gonna be interesting to see when Friday, when they do the lists, the retained lists, it's gonna be interesting to see who's going and who's coming. But then you wonder, I've had a good career. Okay, time to move on. So we'll have to just wait and see how all it fleshes out, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and hope you wake up and hope you realize it. Okay, when you're talking about the stuff that we talked about, that you never thought would probably be talked about in this country, that bells go off and saying, hey, okay, folks, when people are trying to ban bacon and this and that and try to do stuff, you got to wake up. This is our country. Remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives and our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.